This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Max Kellerman Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. I don't know, on Ellis Island, you know, my family last name is Coilerman, which actually means basement man. And they got changed on Ellis Island to Kellerman. But they couldn't change it to Keller. Easy to say. The Max Keller Show, you know, easy. They had to keep the Max Kellerman Show. It's a mouthful. Who needs it? It's not show business friendly. You know what I'm saying, Raj? I don't know. Yeah. Kellerman. I have a hard time with my own name with that. Or Kellerman Show, you know? I'm fumbling over it all the time. But then again, I can't remember to say No Doubt or Nas on to start the thing, so I may have a mental block. I don't know. Rondo led the defensive charge. Playoff Rondo showed up. The level of intensity. And Roger and I were talking about it during the break. Like, he starts off super intense, and he grabs a couple steals, and the Nuggets keep turning the ball over, and there's nothing they can do. And the Lakers have a lot of good defensive players, really. Like, LeBron is one of the all-time great defensive players when he wants to be. And, by the way, that was like Kobe, too. You know, guys with really long careers, as they age, they have to pick and choose when they play defense if they want to extend it. You know, they want that longevity. And LeBron, like Kobe, has figured that out. Like Kobe did. Like, okay, I don't always have to be Michael Jordan on defense on every play, wire to wire. I mean, Jordan was that intense 82 games a year, 40 minutes a game, both ends of the floor. That's why he's the GOAT. But, like, very, very, very slightly lesser talents, like Kobe and LeBron, have played much longer than Jordan, more NBA seasons, partly because they knew how to pace themselves. But when LeBron turns it on, he's an all-time great defender. You know who he reminds me of defensively is Dennis Rodman. He's not, like, he's around the same dimensions, although bigger and stronger than Rodman. Not going to jump on the floor every second he gets, right? He's not going to hit the floor for the hardwood for, you know, every loose ball because he's too valuable on offense. But he can really defend any position. And really, really well, by the way. And so there's a big leverage moment, right? Up 2-0 on a team that's come back in consecutive series down 3-1. And Rondo, playoff Rondo's real, and the defensive intensity is real. And Danny Green can play defense, and AD can play defense, and Dwight Howard can play defense. A lot of cats on that team can really play defense. At one point, they called Dwight Howard for a foul on that little run on Jokic, and it was like, okay, I don't know. Dwight Howard looked like he just hustled on that play. But anyway, Rondo, at a certain point, just started yoking Murray up, and they weren't blowing the whistle, man. They were letting him get away with a lot, but he's a veteran, man. He's smart. Rondo is a smart, super smart, high IQ player. And the Lakers, it just looked like here comes the tidal wave, right? Like, you have two geniuses like LeBron and Rondo and a bunch of dudes who can play defense, and they're the veterans, and now's their time, and it's cute what you did against the Jazz and the Clippers, but the Clippers are little brother in L.A. always. Here comes big brother. And the Nuggets' lead went from 20 to 3. And it's like, okay, Nuggets are going to finally lose one of these kinds of games. Nope. No, they weren't. They came right back on the Lakers, a 10-1 run. And it's now a 2-1 series. And the way the Nuggets have played this year, the fact is, Nuggets should probably be up 2-1. Like, AD hit the shot and yelled, Kobe! As a generation of basketball fans did every time they, like, you know, crumpled up paper and shot it into a waste paper basket. Kobe, right? But he actually, you know, you're dreaming that it's some big Western Conference Finals game. That actually was AD. He lived out the fantasy. Because don't forget, AD, too, came up as a point guard. He grew like a foot when he was 15 or 16. And so now he's a big, but he has some little man skills. So I'm sure he came up. Kobe, right? and actually did it. But he did it because Plumlee and Grant had a brain freeze or miscommunication or something, you know, on that last play. They weren't even supposed to switch. It's not like LeBron really screened. Maybe he did that purposely to confuse Plumlee, whatever. Maybe it worked. Who knows if AD hits that shot, if it's contested, really. He had all day to shoot it. You get the feeling the Lakers are lucky to be up 2-1, but even if they go up 3-1, let's say the Lakers are up 3-1 on the Nuggets. And I'm a Lakers fan. This is why I can relate to this scenario. The Lakers are up 3-1 on the Nuggets, and it's halftime. And KCP or someone is hot from three, and he just hits another one, and the Lakers lead by 15 at the half. And it has that feeling, a LeBron James team with another superstar, AD. Boy, if a dude like KCP gets hot, you throw up your hands in the air. What are you going to do? Can't beat him. But it's the Nuggets team that faced a 17-point halftime deficit down 3-1 after, down 3-2 after a 16-point halftime deficit down 3-1. No, as a Lakers fan, if the Lakers are up 15 points at the half, up 3-1 in a game five, I'm nervous. But first, the Lakers even got to go up 3-1. Don't let this series get knotted 2-apiece. Because you know what? The Lakers look gassed at the end of that game. In order to claw their way back into it, the amount of intensity they had to expend left them with very little at the very end of that game to ward off two MVP-level players in Jokic and Murray who were both hungry. And then if a guy like Grant, see, this is the thing about having two MVPs on your team. Just as I just said, when LeBron has a dude like AD, if a dude like, let's say, KCP or Danny Green or something like that starts going off, you're like, oh, well, what are you going to do? That's what Jokic and Murray do for your team. Anyone else contributes. Grant goes for 20. You go, well, damn, how are you going to beat that? And you know Porter Jr. could very easily go for 20-plus. Easily. That dude scores easy buckets. Yeah, I'm nervous. I don't like it at all. Here's Mike Malone, a head coach who has paid his dues at every level. High school assistant. Starts as a high school assistant all the way up to a coach in the Western Conference Finals. Here he is on Jamal Murray.
I would say Jamal is a complete basketball player. He's not just a scorer. He's a playmaker. He can rebound for his position. And I think these 16, 17 playoff games has been the best stretch of defense that I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, Jamal Murray is a great young player. He went from a good player, a very good player who I thought had upside, but I didn't really believe in him. I didn't know if he'd ever be better than just an all-star. And he has, before our very eyes in these playoffs, become a superstar. Jamal Murray is a superstar. How many players in the NBA would you rather have on your team or even build around than Jamal Murray? He's a top 10 player in the NBA. Top 10. You'd think you'd be saying that? But it's true. These are the most important games. Look how he's playing. All right, I asked earlier in the show. It occurs to me that Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., it's not working. There's no chemistry. If Odell's not going to eat, then the running game's got to be going crazy, right? Or the other receivers have to be getting the ball and putting up big numbers. And that's not happening. So I have a suggestion. Like, see, he'd be like a monster on Seattle. He'd be a monster wherever he went. But Seattle said it at receiver. I'm looking at New England and Green Bay. Tom Brady didn't have any outside threat last year, right? And Cam doesn't this year. But Cam is physically capable of more than Tom Brady at this point. And he looked excellent against Seattle. He was slinging that ball all over the place, accurate, with mustard on it all over the field. Leading his receivers, he was great. And then, of course, he gets you yards when you need him on the ground, not at the very end of the game. And then Jamal Adams laid that lick on him at one other point, but basically was a whole lot to handle on the ground. Imagine if he had Odell Beckham Jr. See, Cam said he's not even about the money anymore. And I believe him, actually. Of course, you want money. But to quote Damian Lillard, who's one of the best athlete rappers of all time, don't believe that time is money. Money is time. You stay focused, you look up, and your money is fine. That's where Cam's head is, I believe, at this point in his career. Cam is a much more mature player than he used to be. He looks like he could be a Patriot for a while to me. And Odell's got to know. Didn't work with the Giants because he didn't have a quarterback. Didn't work with the Browns. He didn't have a quarterback, maybe. You give him Cam Newton? You give Cam Newton Odell Beckham Jr.? You know Belichick loves Odell. Belichick was trying to trade for him, and then he was going to sign him to a big deal a couple years ago. You think Belichick spends money on receivers? It's not his style. But he looked at Odell and said, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right now, Odell is having his Randy Moss on the Vikings. On the Raiders years. Right? Like, you go to a play. Oh, he's quitting on plays or whatever, Randy Moss. Yeah, Randy Moss will be fine. Odell's having that little period of his career. You send him to New England, look out. And what about this? What if he went to Aaron Rodgers? Devontae Adams is a whole lotta, but they didn't draft a receiver. And people are looking at Antonio Brown. Well, he'll be available. Problem with Antonio Brown is his teammates don't like him. And he's undermined trust wherever he's went, wherever he's gone. Odell Beckham, you talk to his teammates. A lot of his teammates love Odell. Where'd you rather see him go? Where should he go? The Patriots or the Packers? Because if I was either team, I'd be moving on Odell now. All right, time for my Week 3 NFL Power Rankings.
No bias.
I really like football.
Just facts.
Don't get it crooked here, what I'm saying.
Max's NFL Power Rankings.
All right, Max. You mesmerized this last week. Now,
yes.
Number 5, you had the Saints, but I have a feeling, just a feeling, we've got a new number 5 this week. Hit me, Max.
Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are looking, both sides of the ball, a lot more like they did a couple years ago when they were Super Bowl favorites. Let's be honest. They had to adjust to a compromise Todd Gurley and then not having Todd Gurley. It looks like they've done it, and Jared Goff has done it. I have the Rams at 5. At 4.
Whoa. All right. Last week at 4, you had the Seahawks. Seahawks, but an impressive victory. What was that, Monday Night Football or Sunday Night?
Yep.
That was Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night against the Patriots.
That's right. Who do you got 4 this week, sir?
I have the Packers at 4. I think Aaron Rodgers, honestly, no one's played better than Rodgers, including Russell Wilson. Rodgers can do things Russell Wilson can't. Rodgers can do things only Mahomes can do. Wait, am I supposed to say no doubt or not, son? Am I forgetting something?
No, you're doing all right.
The point is, the Packers with Aaron Rodgers like this are Super Bowl contenders. The reason I brought up Odell going to the Packers is if Odell went to the Packers, I would switch my NFC pick from the Seahawks to the Packers. That's how good Aaron Rodgers has looked.
All right. So now, number 3, you had the Packers last week, but I have a feeling they moved back. Not off of punishment. That means someone must move up. So who's number 3 this week, Max?
That's right. The Packers slid a spot because the Seahawks have to come up in the world after a win against the Patriots like that. They're now 2-0. And I knew Cam was going to be great on the Patriots if he was healthy. Y'all must have forgotten. Cam Newton? Raj, a couple years ago, a handful of years ago already, on Sports Nation, we were doing like a segment on young quarterbacks. Who's the best? Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, or who was it? RG3. And I was in the meeting going, hold on, we're not going to talk about Cam? We forgot about Cam? Cam Newton? And then he won MVP that year. People forgot about Cam again. I mean, the Patriots are very, very tough with Cam Newton. And on a goal line stand, the Seahawks stop a Bill Belichick coached team from running Cam Newton in short distance, like at a goal line Cam Newton play just to run the ball in. Bobby Wagner does his thing, and that defense stops him. When you give Russell Wilson not only Lockett and Metcalf, but a defense like that with a run game, the Seahawks, you could argue, should be 1.
Okay. All right, well, they're not going to be 1 because we got number 2, and there you have the Ravens last week. Who do you got this week at number 2? Did they hold their position?
They did, and you could argue Seahawks or the Ravens should be 1. But
we'll find out Monday night.
That's right. We will, but and I'll tell you why I'm not going to. You have Patrick Mahomes in a squad, I'm always going to take the Chiefs, number one. And let me tell you something. So far this year, yeah, but they've had to come back against the Chargers. Chargers have a really good defense. That's a divisional game. And if you think that Justin Herbert's good, listen, he was supposed to be the number one pick overall a couple years ago, heading into that season. Remember, oh, he's going to be the number one pick. Maybe the Giants will get him. And he played poorly or not up to standards. His trajectory wasn't what people had hoped. So he went back to college. He showed why people had such high hopes for him against the Chiefs. But I'll say this. So what that Mahomes had to come back? I never thought he was going to lose that game. And let me tell you something else. If you had to power rank the NFL in last year's playoffs, Mahomes had to come back three times consecutively from double-digit second-half deficits in three consecutive games. So if you were power ranking teams and knocking Mahomes and the Chiefs off of the number one spot because they had to come back in games, guess what? You'd have gone broke betting on that. He won. Just if Mahomes is down for a lot of the game, you think that means that the other team got it? No. Nope. Mahomes is different. He's in a class by himself. The only guy I'll put in Mahomes' class, if he's right, is Aaron Rodgers. That's the only guy in the class with Mahomes, and that includes Lamar and everyone.
All right, well, I feel like there's going to be a shakeup up top because Sunday night we got Green Bay going to New Orleans, and then Monday night, of course, Kansas City going to Baltimore. So I have a feeling next week your power rankings will be changed, but let's see what the people think, man.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, the Ravens might beat Kansas City in early season game. I don't want to get – when the money's on the line, though, I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes. All right, look. Well, we got a couple minutes to take calls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, let's do this. We're going to take some calls right now. 888-SAY-ESPN. Who's this, Devon or Devon in Boston?
Devon.
Devon, there you go. Devon, I know you don't spell – yeah, Devon, I know you don't spell your name with an E. Someone put an E on at the end of Devon. Come on,
no,
guys.
Sir.
Right.
No, sir.
See, if anyone's listening, whoever screened that call, if you put an E there, it's Devon. I never heard. Hey, Devon, you ever heard of a Devon? In my whole life, I never heard of one Devon.
Not one time.
No. All right, so what's up?
So I was just wondering what you think about if the Patriots get Odell Beckham Jr., obviously the chances of them winning the Super Bowl go much higher. But I was just thinking, maybe even if they don't get that receiver, I think Cam looked good enough this week that with Bill Belichick, like, for the first time in his career, maybe he sneaks one out and maybe he's at the top of the list in the AFC with Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, even though it's going to be tough to beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
I agree. This is what I think. If the Patriots get Odell Beckham Jr., that's the number one rival to the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm including Baltimore. If you give Bill Belichick talents like that, if you give him Cam Newton and Odell Beckham Jr. with a real defense, good luck. Hey, Raj, can you please mute your phone or whatever keeps pinging? Every 5 seconds, I ping, it's coming through. I don't know what you didn't mute or you did mute. You seem to be, you have the same issue with that I have by saying no doubt or nah, son.
Well, I'm trying to put up my the DraftKings lineups, and I'm getting alerts for all the people joining the league.
Well, just turn the sound off.
Well, then I won't know.
All right. I take it back. DraftKings. Anyone who – hey, kids, if your teacher tells you, what are you doing? If anyone tells you anything ever about – and it's like, well, I was playing fantasy football. That's a good excuse. They should accept that as an answer. I accept it from Raj. Okay, fine. It'll ping during the radio show. We're only doing a national radio show, but I understand. John in New Jersey, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, hey Max. I think the Lakers close the series out. They win game four, they win game four and game five. LeBron wins another chip. But I wanted to ask you a question. The next 5+ years, the best chance to win a title between the Nuggets, Mavericks, Heat, Lakers, all their players are 25 years or younger. So I want to know, what do you think in the next 5+ years, who's going to win a title?
Lakers, you said? Nuggets, Mavericks, Heat, Lakers, or Heat, Celtics?
Celtics.
Okay. You said Lakers. Okay. That is a great question. You know, I would have told you the Mavs heading into these playoffs, but Porzingis' health worries me. And Jokic and Murray are showing me something that's different. I might, John, go ahead and say the Nuggets, and I'll tell you why. I think the Nuggets might win it this year. Like, I'm picking the Lakers to win this series in six, but it's not like you could just count the Nuggets out. Now, the Celtics and Heat also have a chance, and the Mavericks don't. I'm going to take the Mavericks out of it for now because the Mavericks don't have a chance to win one right now, and Porzingis has a hard time staying healthy. Between the Heat and the Celtics, I would say the difference is the Celtics' best player is a young ascending player, and the Heat's best player is as good as he'll ever be. Right, Jimmy Butler's already the best version of himself. Tatum's going to get better and better. So conference Nuggets the advantage over the Mavs. So it comes down to, do I believe in the Nuggets or the Celtics? And I have to say, based on what I've seen in these playoffs, the Nuggets. I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth. I never would have said that several weeks ago, but I just think that Jokic and Murray are MVP caliber players when you need them most. And when you look at Porter, Porter's an injury concern too. Like, he's not out of the woods with that back, but this is an exceptionally well-coached team with two superstars who are entering their primes right now. I can't believe it. I just surprised myself with that opinion. Raj, I'm so unpredictable. I'm so, that's what keeps people listening, Raj. You just never know what I'm going to say next. I even surprised myself. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Reach me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Raj, see that? I took a bunch of calls today so far. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Unnecessary for you to reply there. Guests on the Max Kellerman Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Max Kellerman Show is brought to you by Shell. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Okay, so. What did I tease? I don't even remember, Raj.
Yep. We were going to use the ZipRecruiter job search machine because there was a new opening that was filled.
Okay, listen. ZipRecruiter finds you a qualified candidate, a qualified job applicant for a position you need filled 80% of the time in the first day. So this machine, this ZipRecruiter's job search engine, is 80% accurate in my view. It's not exactly what it means, but that's the way I'm interpreting it. So I want to enter the following, like the old Adam West Batman show on the Batcomputer. I want to enter the following into the ZipRecruiter job search engine. Billy Donovan and the Chicago Bulls, because the Bulls just hired Donovan. Let's see if they're a match. Let's see if they made the ride higher. Go ahead. But by the way, wait. The Chicago Bulls, Chicago is the third largest market in the country. Chicago has won more championships in the modern era, because six with Jordan and Pippen, than any franchise, more than any franchise, except the Los Angeles Lakers, who've won 10. By modern era, I mean the absorption of the ABA teams into the NBA and the advent of the three-point shot, right? Like, I think that's fair to call that the modern era. 10 by the Lakers, 4 by the Celtics. Well, who else has won a bunch? Spurs have won 5. 10 Lakers, 5 Spurs, 4 Celtics. The Heat have won 4. The Chicago Bulls have won 6. They're second only to the Lakers because of Michael Jordan. So when the third largest market in the country, and it's in the middle of the country, this is not coastal. When the third largest market in the country is not good, it kind of alienates in a way a huge number of fans. I got on the Knicks for this for years. Especially when the Lakers are going through a dry spell. But if the Knicks and the Clippers and the Nets and the Lakers, if they're not good, New York and L.A., really? You want to alienate that many fans? I mean, you'll still watch other stars in the league, but it's not with the same energy. When your local team is good, boy, your whole life revolves around your basketball team. Let's be honest. And the Bulls, can you imagine if the Bulls were great again? What a thing that would be for the NBA. All right, so now, this is very important that they get the head coach right. Very important that the Bulls get this hire right. Now we're going to enter it into the into the ZipRecruiter job search engine. 80% of the time, they give you a qualified candidate in the first day. Let's see if it's the right match. ZipRecruiter. Let me see. Okay. Oh, it's coming out. It's coming out. It says, who cares? No one cares about the Chicago Bulls right now. Who cares? I know I told you a lot about how important it was, but who cares? The Bulls are completely irrelevant.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You just spent 5 minutes setting this up, talking about the fourth biggest market, about they've won 6 championships, second most in a modern era, and you're telling me the ZipRecruiter job search machine don't care?
Classic misdirection. Kellerman, you rascal. Classic misdirection, Raj. Yes, that's right. Who cares? Poor Zach LaVine, who can actually really play, not just look good dunking, but... they're going to get this stuff together in Chicago. Billy Donovan's a good coach. But this is the way the league works. Either you have an MVP player on your team or you ain't going nowhere. And I like Zach LaVine a lot. He's an all-star. He's not an MVP-level player. All right. Let's see. Rob in Florida. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Quick, Rob.
Max, my man, who choked worse, Giannis and the Bucks last year against the Raptors or Kawhi and the Clippers this year against the Nuggets?
You know, that remains to be seen. If the Nuggets go on to win a championship, we got to reevaluate the level of that choke, right? Because then everyone choked against the Nuggets because they've trailed in every series. I don't know that the Bucks choked against the Raptors. They were beaten by a better team, and Kawhi outplayed Giannis. I don't know if I'd call that a choke, per se. If the Clippers, you can call a choke because of the way Kawhi, especially as their leader, played in the fourth quarter of Game 7, a guy who's always been the best player on the floor when you needed him most. That was a choke by Kawhi and the Clippers, there's no doubt. So I guess early on, I would say the Clippers this year. I have time for another, Raj? No more time?
No more time. No more time. I want to see what you got about last take, man.
Well, I want to talk to you about Gale Sayers, who passed today in last take coming up, and maybe sneak in a few calls, even if Raj tries to, if Raj hates you, America. I love you. Raj, eventually, when I run for office, let me tell you what I'm going to run on. Oh, here's my platform. Ready? I'm going to add 2 hours to your workday. You're not going 9 to 5. 9 to 7 is the new workday, but Wednesdays are a federal holiday. Wednesdays are now like Sundays.
Oh, I love it.
So you got to work a little bit more Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. But you go on a bender on a Sunday, like, oh, I'm facing a whole week. I'm hungover. Whatever it is, I don't feel good. I didn't sleep enough. I stayed up late watching Sunday night football. Whatever it is.
Yes.
Instead of facing a whole week, Monday is like a Thursday night. And the very next day, Tuesday, you're like, oh, I'm cruising. I got the next day off. And then Thursday and Friday are like they always are.
But you know what your new rule does before you get out of here? You know what that means the most for if I have Wednesday off?
What's that?
Taco Tuesday.
That's right. Boys, could you imagine Taco Tuesday? Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio. What is this? ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Raj, what is it? Come on. Let's go.
Put me up. I told you, I'm not in charge of the ones and twos today. I gave it to Allie. She's been off for a minute. She's back. So I said, here you go. You're in charge of the ones and twos. What you got for me here, Allie?
I need to streamline this for Allie.
So by future, but I can't say the name of the song because there's a bad word.
I see. No bad words. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Check out ESPN Audio at Home by telling Alexa to play news from ESPN. ESPN Audio at Home is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. From customization and service to financial assistance, Mercedes-Benz Vans are ready for anything.
That's the cue.
You heard First Take? There we go.
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know I'm First Take. I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
See, without the imaging, we don't get that delightful cackle from me in response to my former partner Marcellus Wiley's joke. Isn't that delightful? Gale Sayers passed away today. There have been a billion amazing backs. Like every next great back you watch and you go, I know maybe there was a guy better than this, but when I'm watching him, I can't imagine who that is, right? Bunch of guys. Like, how much better has it ever gotten than Marshall Faulk? In Marshall Faulk's prime, right? Even you try to take a guy for contemporary, like Priest Holmes or Edgerrin James, they're so good. Go back to, like, even guys you wouldn't consider the greatest ever, like Emmitt Smith, because he ran behind that ground. There's a great back. Look around the league today. McCaffrey and Saquon and Zeke and so many super talented guys. But there were certain backs. Apologies to, you know, like, apologies to, like, Tony Dorsett and all these guys who are all great, right? But there are certain backs that when you watch them, when contemporary audiences watch them, they swore that's the dude. Like, there's a generation of people who will swear by Kobe and a generation who will swear by LeBron. Because if you come up in that era, who could be better than that? The answer is Michael Jordan. They're both wrong. However, the point is, that's the kind of, every now and then a player comes along and you go, contemporaries who watch them, that's the best who ever did it. My father swore to me my whole life, no matter which running back was a big deal at the time. Max, he's no Gale Sayers. Gale Sayers is the greatest back I've ever seen, right? Like, no matter what. The four backs, I think, who did that were Jim Brown, then Gale Sayers, then Walter Payton, and then Barry Sanders. And if I had to say the kind of allegiance that Gale Sayers has in his generation, I'd say it's most similar to Barry Sanders. Whatever the numbers say, whatever you think, whatever, the contemporary audiences who lived through the Gale Sayers era, just like he made, like, today are there guys who are faster or slicker or this or that? Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. The athletes get bigger and faster and stronger. But what he did in his era left an emotional impression upon a generation of fans, the way Barry Sanders did. Different style back. He was, like, you know, slipping through cracks and very kind of gracefully running and very slippery. And Barry Sanders is more compact, stopping on a dime, changing directions, just like a different, more staccato than Gale Sayers. But it's the same kind of impression. Very sad that he passed, but he leaves a legacy as one of the greatest to ever do it. And he has a generation of fans swearing, that's the best dude I've ever seen. I don't care about the numbers or anything else. Well, we laughed, we cried today, Raj, except for the crying. No one did any crying, but we laughed. That's good.